Press TV headlines. The world marks the International Al-Quds Day, calling for the liberation of Palestine. Anti-Israel protesters take to the streets in several cities in Saudi Arabia. Egyptians prepare for a million-man march against Israel in the capital, Cairo. And more civilians are killed in U.S.-led airstrikes in Afghanistan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the news here on Press TV.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. Lead story, it is the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, Al-Quds Day. People around the world are marking the International Al-Quds Day to voice solidarity with the Palestinian resistance against Israel. In Iran, millions have taken to the streets across the country to mark this occasion. Issuing a resolution, the demonstrators denounce Israel's atrocities against the Palestinian people and call for the liberation of Palestine. The protesters also condemned the violent crackdown against opposition protesters in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. Quds Day demonstrations have also been planned in France, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and several other countries. Introduced by late leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, in 1979, the annual event takes place on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan. Millions come out every year around the globe to voice solidarity with the Palestinian cause. In related news, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has called on the Palestinians to focus on liberating all of the Palestine from Israel occupation. Ahmadinejad said the recognition of an independent Palestinian state is only the first step toward liberating Palestine. He added the U.S.-backed two-state solution is not a concession to the Palestinians since they are the historic possessors of Palestine. Iran's president described Quds Day as a revival of humanity. He said no one can claim to be a prominent of freedom proponent, that is, of freedom and democracy, and yet be a friend of Israel. He went on to say that Israel is what keeps the colonial powers united and has a mission to impose a reign of terror on the world. The Iranian president was addressing thousands of people attending Tehran's Friday prayer service on International Al-Quds Day.
To Bahrain now, where Saudi-backed forces have attacked anti-government protesters, leaving several of them injured. Well, police fired tear gas to disperse the protesters and made several arrests. The protesters were angry over the government's criticism of the country's top cleric, Sheikh Isa Qasim. On Monday, the country's justice minister sent a letter to Sheikh Qasim accusing him of stoking sectarian tension. Leading clerics have called on the people to join them in a unified Friday prayer service in the northwestern village of Diraz to support Sheikh Qasim. The protesters were also angry over the government's banning of rallies marking the International Al-Quds Day